Greetings, flesh creatures. It is I, Megatron. On behalf of TFYLP, I want to congratulate you for listening to the most refined collective podcast on this miserable little planet Earth. Yes. Here you'll find knowledgeable fans discussing every aspect of Transformers and beyond. Now, enjoy the show while I continue my path to complete conquest of all of you miserable biological entities. Predacons, terrorize!
Welcome to Ouch My Wallet. It's a part of the TF Talk Network. It's a weekly-ish show where we go over what recent hauls we've got lately and try not to go down too many rabbit holes, but we'll definitely go down some. And it's always fun. I'm your host, Rob, and with me today is Jack.
Hola, everybody!
I don't know what Spanish is for everybody, so excuse my
crappy
Spanish.
Paul.
Hello, it's me, that guy.
And a returning old cast member, Amber.
Hi, hi!
So, very happy to have back on the show. All right.
So... Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you for the first time this evening. Like,
actually, same. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
5 minutes ago.
When was the last time you were on TFYLP?
2011, I think. Like, end of 2011. I was, like, just before I had a really big move to move back to California. That was that. And then life just kind of took off, and I did everything.
Well, that's awesome. That was a long time ago. On a much different show.
I'm looking forward to relearning it and to learning the rest of the cast and to get to know people who listen and share my experience. You know, be the other woman on the team.
Yeah, we love it. So, as the newcomer, would you like to kick us off tonight? What have you gotten recently getting back into the game?
Ladies first.
Ladies first. I recently got back into Transformers, I want to say maybe 3 weeks ago. Something hit me in the back of the head, and I was just like, you know what, I'm going to give robots another go because I haven't been here in a while, and I really miss the toys, and I really miss my friends. And it was a TFCon Canada when, like, all of my friends on Twitter were talking about it, so I'm like, I miss this. I miss everything about this. I miss the toys. I miss being around a central group mentality of these are amazing. So, yeah, I came back here. So I've been here for like 3 weeks, kind of caught up a little bit. I recently recently watched Cyberverse. I watched through all of RID, so I kind of caught up on there. I fell out of Transformers right before... like, directly after RID started. Okay. So, like, I missed about 5 years in that window. I'm kind of trying to catch up. But, so for my current stuff, the cards have been out forever. The TCG's been out for quite a while now. And I'm not really big on the TCG, but I'm really interested to try figuring them out. So I ended
up
purchasing the Metroplex card set.
That's a huge card.
It's a huge card. I didn't know they were going to be this big. I didn't think this was a playing card. I thought this was just like a piece of art that was in the box and whatever. Like, nope, that's a card. I'm like, wow, how do I play with this? So I haven't yet figured out how to play it. I've kind of gone over the rules a little bit. I'm not a really big card game player. So they don't really interest me too terribly much, but I'm definitely interested in now that I have this set. I also saw the Blaster versus Soundwave set at my local store and was going to pick that up, but it had like an $80 price tag on it.
I think we can get you a hookup cheaper than that from a friend we have.
San Diego. It came out in San Diego. That's why it's so expensive.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego. Yeah, I'm assuming it's a brand new set because I didn't see it there the last time I was there. And
I think a lot of collectors like to collect the cards, but they have no interest in playing. They just
like
the cards, they like the art.
Yeah,
I've got almost to that point.
Yeah, and I mean I'm watching I watch a lot of people on Twitter that talk about it and play it constantly, and I'm like, I don't understand any of this, but the cards look super cool and the characters are really interesting. So I'm at least interested in getting the Skywarp cards. If anything, if anybody listening or watching browses my Twitter for any tiny length of time, you'll hear me screaming a lot about Transformers Prime Breakdown and Skywarp. I don't care what iteration of Skywarp it is. Skywarp is my jam. So
why do you like Skywarp?
Because he's stupid and he's like really powerful, and it's one of my favorite things that he's super, super powerful and could probably beat Megatron if he wanted to, but he's not properly. He doesn't have the proper drive to do it, and he needs somebody to direct him to like to basically, you know, direct his power. Otherwise, he's lost and he does. Well, fuck all else. I don't know. So
do you collect? You collect pretty much everything Skywarp.
Specifically, Skywarp. I have a very large collection of mostly Skywarp. It's mostly Skywarp and Animated Lockdown right now. Is my collection. Most of my collection. Again, I've been out of Transformers for 5 years, so most of my collection is still tucked away in storage. I recently rifled through all of my boxes because I needed to see my Prime toys again. So I have my entire Prime Decepticon toys out.
You don't realize this, but right now you're speaking to Paul's heart on all levels. he's about to invite you to the Character Collection Facebook page group thing. Character Collections. And then you just said everything's in bins. And he's a follower of the Great Ben and a prophet of the Great Ben.
I want to join the specific character group. Anyone? My main dude is Thundercracker. So I.
Oh my God, we're the threesome here, right here. This is great.
There you go.
Yeah, he's Starscream. That's his bag.
There you go.
That's too funny.
Skywarp is hands down my favorite, and it's Alternative Skywarp. I think is my favorite. He can twist. Yeah, and he can. Alternative Skywarp's my favorite because he can like twist dimensions and throw dimensions at people and concentrate them on one point. But he's like super powerful, but he's like ditzy as hell. So, yeah. So he really interests me in that regard. So like a lot of my collection is black and purple and silver. So,
well, I specifically was asking because depending on how crazy you are, one of the rarest Skywarp toys. I have a line on one right now. It's the IGA G1 Skywarp,
yeah,
which has the purple nose cone. That's why it's like somewhat notable, because some of those Mexican toys had some color variations that were quite unique. And that one, I've always been like, oh, that's a really cool Skywarp toy, because it actually had the purple nose cone, and it's. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the guns might be. I know at least the nose cone is purple, and. It's notable, but it's probably very expensive.
I was going to say, how much is that going to hurt me?
It's probably, I mean, I don't know. At least, yeah. Because I think it's sealed. It's like MISB, which is very rare for IGA.
Oh, wow.
So anyways,
yeah, okay.
If you're in that nut house level of stuff, you know, let me know. I could connect you with the right person. So
I am definitely interested, but for the time being, I will politely decline. But it's definitely something that's been on my list that I've been staring at, and it's kind of one of those like holy grail items, I suppose.
Yeah, so, I mean, you would find one loose that's like reasonable, but I bought a Starscream from this guy, and he was like, "Do you want the Skywarp?" And I was like, "No, but it's cool."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. That's neat. So, in terms of what I have recently purchased, since we can get back on that train for 2 seconds. Surprise, surprise, the very first toy I purchased when I came back was a Skywarp toy. So I picked up, I believe this is the RID Skywarp, if I remember correctly when I purchased.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's what I thought, is the RID Skywarp. Really decent toy. I'm not personally, I'm going to harp a little bit on the ease of transformation, because if a toy doesn't leave me frustrated and wanting to throw it at the wall, I don't generally care about it. If it doesn't have a really difficult transformation, I kind of don't care. Like this price point is a little wonky for me because I you know, I have most of the Prime toys, and I remember their scale, and, like, this was relatively inexpensive by Amazon standards, but...
I mean, and also the, you know, the RID 2 toys, like, mm-hmm. they're all simple. Like that line is the precursor to, I guess, what's now, like, the Cyberverse line, which
yes.
is, you know, even simpler. It's very yeah. much in that vein. I find them, a lot of them, actually pretty fun toys, and they have mm-hmm. a nice aesthetic. I like them better than Cyberverse in that a lot of, you know, they actually transform, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I think if you're wanting that complexity, that's more of where the, well, I guess what's now called the Siege line, but a lot of us just yes. call it the generic Generations line.
Generations! Right. These days.
Right.
And of course, and Masterpiece and third party and whatever.
Of course. Oh, of course, yeah. And I have enough third party toys to hurt my brain. Yeah, the Studio Series, too. That's a set of toys I'm probably not going to pick up, though, because that's movie
you
and
metal. You can send every single Studio Series to me. I'll take it.
There you
it.
Go. There's a it's lot not... of them in my local Walmart, and they're crowding the shelves, and I don't find any Siege, so you can have them all. That's fine.
Don't worry. There's no Skywarp in Studio Series, so you're good.
Yeah, well, if there was, yeah. I'd have to get it, unfortunately. So, but, I mean, I harp on him a little bit, because he's just so simple, but at the same point, like, he's a pretty solid toy. He stands up all right. He's got really solid ball joints, and I mean, his transformation is really simple, but it's kind of endearing to have this be my first return to Transformers. Easing me in, and I got a taste for the line, which is nice. I definitely say that he's a good toy. I mean, I'm yelling about a toy that's at this point 5 years old. So, ish.
It's
I don't
weird
know.
The already show and line is already like 4 or 5 years old. That just blows
exactly.
my mind.
Exactly. Yep. And I mean, coming back into it, I enjoyed RID quite a bit. I did end up watching through all of it like last week, and I really like this toy. It's a little weird coming back into it again because of the simplicity of it, like, because he doesn't have a wrist joint, he has an ankle up and down, but doesn't have an ankle tilt. Other than that, he's pretty solid. He doesn't really have a wrist he doesn't have a waist joint either, and all the Prime toys did. So, like, I'm kind of coming off of this.
Yeah.
I've had these toys for several years. Now I come back to this one, and I'm like, okay, well, the price point is a little wonky for me, but at the same point, you know, I don't mind it.
Yeah, Prime, though, Prime Toys was the main toy line at the time, mm-hmm. where, you know, they still were targeting collectors like us. Whereas,
oh,
I
yeah.
guess by RID, you know, we were starting to get into Combiner Wars. Mm-hmm. Or at least they were, I guess, planning it out or something. I'd have to look at dates to get exact, but I suspect that that's the point when they started to really, you know, branch the lines out and make them separate more.
Exactly. Yeah, and this is, again, one of those things of I'm harping on a toy that's 4 years old at this point, and and I'm bringing a conversation back that you guys have probably already had. So, you know, it's kind of fun to go backwards and then have this conversation with people, and I've had this conversation on Twitter, and, like, a lot of my friends were, I'm so glad you're watching RID. I'm glad you're finally getting to see this. You're experiencing things that we did 4 years ago. It's kind of
wild.
To be
honest, I build on RID 2 after an episode and a mm-hmm. half. I couldn't take it.
I didn't watch it either, even when the Starscream arc happened. That looked horrible,
yeah.
and I didn't even pay attention to it.
I think I got 5 minutes into episode one, and I'm just like, I can't watch this. I don't know why, but I just can't.
Oh, no. I thought it was pretty endearing, I will say. I quite enjoyed it, but I'm also extremely easy to please, and I'm also not a critic. So, you know, I'm easily entertained. I thought it was a pretty good show. It has its faults. I don't think it has near as many faults as a lot of people said it did.
I just felt there were... It just wasn't up my alley.
I
was the same.
It's just not for me, I mean, for whatever reason.
I mean, I get it. That's basically how I felt about Cyberverse when I blew through it in 3.5 hours.
I'm glad you watched it, though, because I've watched that, and it seems like I'm alone. I'm on an island of people that will actually watch through Cyberverse, and mm-hmm. I think it's actually pretty good. It makes me like the... It's a bummer. The toys are so bad, but the...
the show's good.
They're just not good, but the show is good. The toys deserve to be better.
It's
Cyberverse
is like 5 minute internet TV show, right?
Isn't that what it is? The episodes are 11 minutes long.
11, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought Cyberverse was a little shy. Like, I hesitate to harp on Cyberverse, even though I did on Twitter. I harped on it like crazy on Twitter because I thought it had many, many, many terrible points. But at the same point, I hesitate to harp on a show that has 11-minute episodes because it just reminds me a lot of the old episodes when I was a kid. Like, I mean, SpongeBob episodes are 11 minutes long. Like, yep. So I hesitate to harp on a show that has that short of a time span. But when you introduce a character for the very first time and he's relatively a well-liked character and then 8 minutes kill him, 8 minutes later kill him, you know, in the same episode, I'm like, what is going on with this show?
Like, I'm surprised they went there. I assumed its tone was really lighthearted all the way through without, like, really plots or arcs or anything.
It has arcs. They do have arcs in the episodes, and they are kind of episodic, but more or less, there is, like, an overarching, like, there's something happening, and just like every Transformers series, there does come to an end goal for Cyberverse, but, you know, at the end of the day, it is pretty episodic. Like, it's just contained within itself, but there is a death. I think there's just one.
Okay.
But he dies in such a terrible way that he served his purpose and then that was it. I'm like, oh, okay, sure.
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
That's how quick it was coming and gone.
Yeah, I think season two is going to be even better. Because I've seen a few clips and at San Diego, and I thought that there's some stuff that looks pretty cute and actually interesting from a trans fan. And the toys seem to be, getting a little bit of love, a lot more love than the first wave, the first year of them.
Right. I mean, like, I don't know if we should, like, should we, do we do spoilers now? For Cyberverse.
Given,
I mean, it's been a year ish.
Probably not.
Okay, no worries. Know, that's fine.
Because maybe we just got some people interested in it that want to go watch it now.
This is true. I mean, I wanted to bring up a couple of points, but the show irritated me, but then it had moments of, okay, I actually like this. Like, this is amazing. I can't believe we got this. You're showing us this is an amazing thing right here. And then it goes into Bumblebee's talking with the radio again, and I don't like it, so I don't know.
Yeah, all right, well,
I'm sorry, I tangented.
No, you're fine. We do this every week, that's how it goes.
I was gonna say, I'm like, this is usual,
So, Paul, you want to get us back on track?
Well, since we were talking about Cyberverse, it kind of feeds into most of what I got this weekend because I was, hunting around, and I found, I guess some of these aren't really out many places, but I found the new, like, it's the $14.99 Shockwave. So these are all, like, a little basic toys that have, like non-sentient vehicles, like, get like powered up with the AllSpark and become armor for each of the guys. And so for Shockwave, he turns into that little spider thing, and then he has a satellite that attaches to him, which is actually more relevant than some of the other characters. Like,
the silver helmet is weird. It's throwing me.
Yeah, they all kind of have, like, the Cyberverse, like, armor. They all have, like, these weird new faces that totally don't match what you're used to, which is kind of cool because it's unique. Like, here's Starscream with his is a bulldozer that attaches to him.
Oh, no.
So it's basically just like these little vehicles you can kind of take apart, and, you know, there's a way they're supposed to connect. And it's a pretty, the play pattern is pretty similar. Like, Jetfire and Starscream are kind of like slightly remolded from each other. Jetfire has a tank that attaches to him. And so those guys are all the same price point, like $14.99, but then there's a larger one. So this is like the Optimus one, which I've actually seen a ton of people showing off this toy. And I'll show you why.
I saw photos of that today, too.
It's because of the gimmick it has. It's kind of cool.
Who is it again?
It's Optimus Prime, and this is a higher price point. This might be like $20.
That's expensive for Cyberverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Okay, oh, here no. Here we go. So here he is. Almost like he almost looks like an action master.
I was
he
about to say, yeah.
Yeah.
He does transform. But so if you put the armor on him and you flip the thing down, that you know, it acts like automorphy, and it actually works really well, and he's got these big ass guns on the side of him. So I've seen a lot of people making GIFs of that and stuff, and it is kind of fun. I don't know if all the ones at that price point do that, because I got Megatron as well, but he's not. I don't have him out to look at, and he didn't have any spinny madness on him.
Gimmick deals.
Yeah. So I don't know. They're little. They're sort of cheap.
That's the same line that has that cheater in it, right?
Yeah, I did. I got one, but I did not open that. Because I don't collect Cheetor. Like all these characters, I collect, so that's why I have. I don't mind buying them, even though they're kind of wonky.
Cool. Do you have anything else you wanted to show off?
Yeah, real quick. I was lucky enough to find the new wave of Studio Series guys.
Ooh.
So I have Hightower and Dropkick.
Too bad my Walmart.
Don't you pick?
Okay. I found these ones at a Target.
It's a shame my Walmart only has the wave that had World War II Bumblebee and Barricade and Science Wipe, which is like, come on, give me something new. Despite I did need a few out of that wave, but
everything's like dead around me. The shelves are empty.
It's my Target is usually the one who gets newer stuff before Walmart, but now it's kind of flopped. I'm just like, what? Is this the
plan? I have to get it all online. That's what I've been doing for years. And honestly, I don't even mind it because I'm a hermit and I don't like to leave my house. But
I'm the opposite. I like to go everywhere. I like to actually do the hunt.
When I was your age, I did too. We used to do it all the time. Me and my wife would go out and toy hunt. It was fun, but crotchety.
If you want to hunt those, I found them at both Walmart and Target. Those are basically the two options that everyone has. So you can roll the dice at either one.
Well, I'm gonna jump in real quick. Not gonna spend a lot of time on it because you know, again, this is a Transformer show. But I did get in the Hulk versus Wolverine, the 80th set, and I just wanted to talk about the Hulk real quick. If you're at all into Marvel Legends or even just into Hulk or whatever, the Hulk is awesome. It's a lot of fun, and I think a lot of it's just because he's got back abs that articulate backwards, and so he can get a really wide grip there for. Smash.
Wow, that looks awesome.
Yeah, mine actually has some damage in it, like where the back cut into it, and I've been debating whether or not I care enough to say, hey, Hasbro Pulse, this is damaged, send me another one. I haven't decided yet. But anyway, it's awesome. It's, as some of you guys know, I've recently, like in the past 3 weeks, did this big Marvel Legends deep dive for some reason. And I mean, part of it, I know why. It's because they're all of a sudden coming up with a bunch of cool crap, and so I've got a bunch of old stuff, but this has been one of my favorite pickups on that. But on to Transformers. I got this in the brief window. It was online at Amazon.com. I got Studio Series Long Haul.
Nice.
Jelly. I was happy to get it just because, making Devastator. For the most part, I'm ignoring Studio Series. But a Devastator that, is proper, that, the robots, the vehicles, and the combined mode that we only have with the Legend scale, which I love. That ticks my boxes. He looks great. He's got nice little paint apps and all that good stuff. But as far as fun, I actually find the original one better. Found the original one I haven't transformed this in I don't even know how many years. And I popped it out to put it on eBay. and I was just like, I was sitting here waiting on something, and I fiddled with it, and I was able to figure it out way quicker than I did the new one here. Even when I had the new one figured out, I wasn't sure for a while because getting it all to tab together in truck mode is rough. It does not want to stay tabbed together. And I thought maybe it was just me, so I watched a few YouTube reviewers, and they had this. They either glossed over it and didn't mention it, or if they did, they had the same issues I did. Like, I think it was Imgo started in truck and went backwards, which made me go, And then Piog was like, I can't get it to stay, and it was the same side I had trouble with,
well,
too. So
that's what I like about MGOs is that he does just transform it. He'll do both going, I think he starts off in robot, then he goes to truck, then he goes backwards, or vice versa. And that's what I tried doing for the one figure I'd like to, you know, not say until I go. I tried doing the same, but it's just like trying to watch him and trying to mimic. It's just like, huh? And I can't follow the instructions.
I watched his Just Transforming as well for this guy, and because there's no commentary on it, it's just music. Like, you know, it just kind of shows it lining it up, and it's like, it's done, you know, and I'm like,
yeah.
So, but yeah, that's it for me. So he's, I know people have been having trouble finding this, but you said it finally opened up to wholesalers, right, Paul?
Yes. There was something weird about the release of Long Haul. I don't know what was going on, but, it was like released in Europe first for some reason. And it looks like it's going to be decently widely available. I mean, I found a bunch at Target in Chicago, so.
Skig.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Blasters on his arm, the little missile pods. I think that's neat. Although the last one, or the old one, has flip-out swords, which is pretty hard to top. So it's good. It's not great. I still kind of like the old one better, but this one helps form Devastator, so you got to get it. Yeah, that's it for me. All right. You're up, Jack, with a bunch of studio news for us, huh?
Yeah. So, going to start with last Saturday. Wednesday. I was in Minnesota for the day. Managed to stop at a Walmart just to look around. The only thing, they only had like five figures total for Transformers, and everything else was stocked to the brim. And so I think three of them were Siege, and the other two were Studio Series. One of them was Bumblebee Movie Prime, which I already had. And then the other one was Rampage. And this dude is way funner than I was expecting. This dude is solid.
I had trouble getting used to his arms. Like how you gotta like rotate a few pieces around and stuff. I found that a little complex.
It was mainly like his fingers and all that stuff. But yeah. Once I got it figured out, I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of solid. So I'm like, yeah, that's a rather bitchin' figure. I mean, I wouldn't have minded it in the toy color yellow, but eh. So
this is about cartoon or show accuracy.
For patience.
So yeah, I finally found a buddy to go along with Scrap Metal.
Scrap Metal was awesome. That toy was a lot of fun. I played with him for like 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, I actually had him. And honestly, he's solid. Just freaking solid.
Yeah.
Then moving to, I think it was Friday because I got paid. So I'm like, yeah, why not? I'm just going to treat myself. Just decided to look at figures for, you know, the hell of it. And that's when I was saying, you know, oh, my Walmart's only got the wave that has World War II Bumblebee and Sideswipe and Beer Kid. And I think it was Crankcase, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't have anything else. They had the price tag for G1 Soundwave, but do you think they had any? No. So I just, you know, bit the bullet and got Sideswipe and Barricade since.
Why not? Those are repaints of the previous release versions of those characters, right?
No, both new.
Really? That Sideswipe really looks like a, was it Dark of the Moon Sideswipe?
He almost gets that. And that's what this is actually supposed to represent, because it's the Corvette with the no roof. But it's, trust me, it's way new, and I love this one more. As much as I love the Dark of the Moon version, this one is way, way better. So, when I was talking about MGOs, just transform it. This dude, I cannot get into car mode to save my life. The arms obviously form the sides of the car, which like pretty much every Barricade has done so far. So there's a couple pegs on the inside right near his elbows, and they peg into pretty much right on his thighs in car mode, and I just cannot get those lined up just to save me. It is.
So you can get it roughly in the shape, but then like that final crunch just can't get it to happen.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I still love the look of this. It's really spot on. It actually really reminds me of the Masterpiece, but scaled down and, you know, less paint. But I, So, yeah. Then the last Studio Series figure I actually got today, as Avengers Endgame came out today, which I got and actually watched. Still a great movie. But I decided to look at the Transformers figures. They only had one new. I think they still had like three Studio Series Bone Crusher. I'm just like, okay, why? So the only one new, which I'm kind of glad I got because I missed out on the original, was KSI Boss, with the original being Nitro Zeus. This thing is fun. Really, really fun. It is.
And that seems like a much better deco.
It is. The paint makes it better.
So was that at a Target?
Yep.
So the reason that was there is because someone took the long haul.
Yeah.
Not to bum you out, but...
But yeah, so yeah, that was pretty much a good catch up on Studio Series. Still working on a
The head comes off that guy, right?
Yep.
I just never actually played with him.
Because it's supposed to, the original Nitro Zeus is supposed to, in the movie, spoilers, I mean, if you haven't seen last night, then something's wrong. Anyways, there was a deleted...
Like terrible movies.
True.
There was a scene to where I think Nitro got decapitated, and then Cogman comes along, and it's like, ooh, I got a new body, because Cogman is like a headmaster, so he was supposed to be Cogman. He could do a, you know, the movie scene with the toys, and like, yeah, it's a plus if I get Cogman. So then, yeah, the final thing I want to touch on quick, this is possibly my favorite pickup of the past couple weeks. I've been keeping an eye on the price because I did not want to pay $50 for this, and I got a feeling a lot of people are now starting to see what I'm talking about, because they did see my post, hopefully. I finally managed to get the reissue G1 Prime for way less than $50. I actually got him for $25. So,
he comes with two guns?
Yeah.
Nice.
One of them...
Yeah, the bloated gun and the non-bloated gun.
Yeah, I want to say this one was the original. The skinny one was the original, and then this one is, I think, more tune accurate. And one of them does come with a longer handle, so it kind of holds it more naturally rather than pointed gun, and he has to hold it, you know, pointed to the side. And it actually helps a lot, so.
Yeah, I think I've seen a lot of people saying that they saw those going on steep clearance. I remember, I think Rodimus went on pretty steep clearance, like even online at Walmart.
Hot Rod went down to $7 near me, and I actually have my second one up there. I actually got a second one so I can flip them inside the box and display them, you know, how you should have been.
Yeah.
Then I think Starscream, I think the lowest he got down to, I want to say, was 13 or 15. And then Devastator, I saw him once and I never seen him again, which I'm kind of disappointed because I wanted to get that one first. But
friend of mine hooked me up with a whole pile of Rodimuses for like $5 that he found in Florida. And so those are PF Con fodder.
Nice. I had the Devastator reissue because I was curious about it to have, you know, a nice minty one. And after I opened it and was just comparing it to my vintage, it was just too different. I was like, maybe if I wasn't as familiar with the vintage one, you know, having, you know, not grown up with it, very nostalgic for it, and having a G1 in my collection for so long, that maybe I wouldn't have noticed. But like, as soon as I, you know, like pulled it out, I was just like, oh, this plastic is just like, feels like almost translucent compared to the original. I don't know what's different about it other than it's very different.
There's lots of real differences with that one. If you want to, like a reissue Devastator, get the Encore. It's not even expensive.
Got it. And that one's under like the original.
Yeah, but there are two versions of the Encore one. There's one where like Devastator has a different head sculpt.
Did they make a cartoon accurate sculpt or something?
It's like Encore 20, and then there's 20A, which is supposed to mean like animation, but there's not a lot of difference.
Got it.
That's my
Debbie. The only G1 Devastator I really have is like a KO that I found at Gordman's for like $5, and the only thing it can do is combine like the Revenge of the Fallen, the original one. You can't even do it into the individual robot modes because everything's just stuck in one spot.
Nice. All right. Cool. Does anybody have anything else they wanted to toss in? If not, we'll wrap it up.
Really quickly, because it's not Transformers, so I didn't bring it up in my original one, but I ended up picking up the little Beast Box Sakura. Yay!
I got Buddy.
I got
look at this, Amber. There we go.
Oh no, they're so cute! I love the parrot. Oh, the parrot one's adorable.
I used that, talked about that in last week's episode.
Oh, there you go, cool. Is your little ball jointy heady a little loose?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is super loose.
I got this little gal when it released, and mm-hmm. I've fiddled it a whole bunch of times back and forth, and I've noticed that, you know, they got the tiny little raptor claws,
mm-hmm.
and mine has cracked on the pink. Like, it's still fine, but I've noticed that. And, you know, it's translucent plastic plus, you know, early wave. You know, mm-hmm. it was the first one in the series they did. I suspect they're still figuring some things out. So I get the feeling this one might be a little bit more brittle. The rest I haven't noticed any issues with.
Yeah. I mean, this one is like she's just so wobbly. Like, sometimes she sticks, like, right there. But then she's so wobbly. So and that was, like, right out of the box that she was, like, super wobbly. Yeah. So I don't know if this was their first wave of it. I mean, I know that she's got, like, she's a repaint of the other ones. So the parrot one really interests me. I like the penguins. The penguins look cute, too. So I may end up picking those ones up.
They're magnets.
Aw.
So they're magnetized, so they, like, stick together. I mean, they do peg into each other a little as well. They have cute, like, you can scroll this under their chin, and they'll get different eye effects. Like, they'll squint or look mad or angry and crap.
Just what I want to see is a robot penguin, you know, getting pissed at me for
looking at him funny.
So pretend there's a world where I don't know what those are.
Okay.
What would you say?
I would say listen to last week's Ouch My Wallet, Paul.
Oh, no.
I was pretty sure I did, but...
these are made by 52 Toys. They're on Big Bad Toy Store. They're about 20, 25 bucks a pop. They're just various animals that transform into squares. And they come with little boxes that they hold them in as well. I don't have one here, but they're just clear, translucent plastic. You know, they... Because they're a beast box, so it's a box. You open the box up, slide out your beast. Mm-hmm. The parrot is funny because he comes with an accessory that's a blue bar that plugs into the side of those. Oh. And then he has pegs in his feet so he can latch onto it and carry him around, you know, to parrot things.
That's cute.
And I realized the other day you can make him do like this. He's telling a secret.
Aw. That's so cute.
They're so cute.
I love everything about them. I don't know. I saw one of my friends that isn't even a Transformer. She got one of these. And I immediately was like, I need one. Where do you get one? And then my friends were like, this is where you get one. Also, look at these ones. And look at these ones. And look at and parrots and penguins. And I'm just like, stop. I hate all of you.
Yeah, so. They got the dino, gorilla, mammoth, rhino, hippopotamus, penguins, and parrots. And I can't remember what this one is. It's like a, I don't know. I think this one is just kind of like some sort of cross between a rhino and a mammoth thing or something. I don't know. It's a beast. That's what it is. Yeah. Maybe it's an actual animal. Somebody that knows what the hell they're talking about can tell me.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they started doing humans as well, which this is the other one I talked about last week. It's a little ninja.
Oh, he's interesting. So,
yep.
And the Sakura is probably the only one I'm going to pick up from that line. But they definitely are cute, and they're totally worth it. And I mean, I bought mine off AmiAmi, and it got here super fast, surprisingly enough, which is good. But that's it.
I got one more thing that just showed up today that I kind of forgot I ordered, but it's these Arcade Renegade BotBots.
Series
3. And so what I didn't know is that, like, these are... packed. There's like six different packs of these, and there's only one that like has a toy that you can only get in the pack, and it's in one of these blind things, and I didn't get the one that has that because you can't specify. So bummer, but all
over. Buy the case.
Why don't know?
How would you buy a case of those? I guess to get
why not
one of the six that you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just confusing. These BotBots stuff is confusing to me. So.
And just note about BotBots, if you're into BotBots, one of our cast members, Christian Russell, has a BotBots trading group. I'm sure if you ask in our TFLP group, if you're interested in that, about where is that, if you can't find it by searching, ask there, and Christian will tell you about it. He loves BotBots. He's all about it.
And that was, I think that's an Amazon exclusive, that Arcade Renegades, like, 15-pack. So.
Wow.
So you can't just, like, as a wholesaler, go and be like, give me the whole case or anything, since this is all through Amazon only.
As far as I know, I don't.
Got it.
I don't know.
I mean, you just buy, like, 20 of them and then pretend it's a case.
Yeah. Hope that you got them all.
Good luck with all those duplicates, though.
Yeah, I love doing neurotic things like that.
All right, well, I think that's going to wrap us for today. If you love what we do, make sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com, TFYLP. You know, we broadcast live on YouTube. All of our videos are on YouTube, but we also are publishing all the audio at, you know, your favorite podcast place. You know, we're on iTunes, Google Play, recently Spotify. If there's one you like that we're not on, let us know, and we'll look at resolving that. And make sure to check us out at tftalk.net, and, you know, we're on Facebook, and we got, I don't know, Instagram, Twitter, all the social stuffs. You know where to find us. But yeah, that's it. So thanks for listening, and we will see you in the next show. Bye.
Peace. Bye.